thing.
Got off my shift at Taco Bell.
Yes.
No, I don't, but I love Taco Bell.
Stephanie's repping Taco Bell.
The Tacho Bell.
Yeah, I'm repping being a teacher. This is a Wednesday afternoon. We never film on Wednesdays, but Stephanie is leaving for Boston tomorrow, and we literally needed to get this episode in today, so that we were ready to go for next week.
Also, side note, it was my birthday.
It was yesterday. How old are you?
32.
Yeah, baby. 32, and it looks real good on you.
32 looks good on you.
Yeah, that's what I wrote on your birthday post. I was like, it rhymes, and I love it.
Who's doing the
I don't know. Who did the human centipede opening?
You liked the title of that one?
I liked it. It was very funny.
You don't know what we're talking about.
You should watch it. It was a very weird episode.
It was a weird one, yeah. But I liked it.
It was fun, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could do opening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I literally don't remember.
That's okay. I'll do it.
Why is my husband locking us in here? Who knows?
So that we don't get kidnapped.
Yes. Oh, thank you. We don't want to get kidnapped. We're women. We're damsels. We're sweet. Help us.
Welcome to Chit Chats, a mostly unedited space where we break the cycle of what it means to be a woman
together.
What are we doing? Them little papers.
Yeah, we got some more papers in there.
I feel like we should reach for those because we did a card last
time. Okay, let's do a paper. I feel like you should put in a sound effect of like a jar opening. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm always curious to see like this is fun. Sometimes like the universe sends us things that I think are funny.
Okay.
It's like the Halloween episode when it gave us ghosts. Okay. Drinking stories. Neither of us drink basically currently. Maybe we'll have like a cocktail, but we're not drinkers.
I had a vodka soda yesterday.
Yeah,
I thought I was
the Queen of Sheba.
Oh man, like I owned the bar. It was so strong. It was only one beverage. I was like, woo!
Yeah, daddy always, when I go out with my dad and we'll get a beverage together, he's like, I want half of what you'll normally put in.
Yeah, well, because it's
because it's too much. So I think we should, because I
think
my first getting drunk story funny.
Oh, we're doing our first time getting drunk.
Yeah, and let's then do I think if there's any other funny stories that like, but I think that's the best one for me.
Go for it.
Okay. I was a freshman in college. They had made arrangements, my department and the bar. Anybody who paid the cover charge, no matter what age you were, great. Could drink unlimited amounts. It is illegal. So I'm not gonna mention what bar it was. But it was a cast party. We always went to this bar. Like I said, they had created like a thing with the department of anybody who paid the cover charge was you could drink as much as you wanted. I was not a drinker throughout high school. I think I maybe had a glass of champagne. Ooh. And so I was like, okay, it was Halloween.
Okay.
Okay. It's 40 degrees in Portland. So it's cold. So I'm wearing my Wonder Woman costume underneath my giant parka, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna drink that much. I'm not a drinker. I really don't like it. I go to the bar. Everyone's ordering whiskey sours. I never had one. It was delicious. I was like, wow, this drink is like a gummified or liquefied gummy. It's so good. So I was like, I'm going to continue to have those. And never having drank to access before, I had too many. I did not black out that time. I have only blacked out once, thank goodness. But I became a different version of self, of course, as most people
when you
drink to access, right? And remember, I'm a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. This is a few months into my college experience. So at that time, all my friends are drinking. They're also underage. We're all getting drunk.
Yeah.
I think I had 6 or 7 whiskey sours.
That would send me into the ER.
It was a lot of whiskey sours. It was a lot. And my friend had like started dating this guy. They were inseparable. They were together for a long time in our college career. And he was with us and he wasn't drinking. He was making sure that we got home safe.
He was
a nice guy. He was such a nice guy. I hope he's doing well. I think about him from time to time because he was just a nice person.
Hi, buddy.
There's a puppy. And so it's about time to go, probably midnight, close to, we're starting to get tired. Our drinking is kind of done. And we start walking home. And this is where things start to get a little fuzzy. I remember walking home, the guy and my friend were walking kind of like a little bit in front of me and was like, try and walk straight now. And I said back to him, I can do it with my left foot. And like I said, that's when things start to get fuzzy. So I remember saying that. Then we started going and it was a big joke between my friends and I after that. We would just say that to one another. I can do it with my left foot. So we get up and Portland is very hilly. New York is not like Florida. It's not straight landscape. It is hills. So I'm climbing up, like traversing hills. I'm drunk. And they get me back to my dorm room. I somehow manage to get up the stairs into my bedroom. And this is where things start to get really fuzzy. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of noise. I remember that. I had two other roommates. We were in a
random noise.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I think. I was excited. And Wonder Woman was excited. We were both excited together. You cannot go on this table, dude. I'm gonna take over. So I got back to my room. I was in a forced triple, which is a two-person room with three people.
I'm glad you clarified.
That's when things got really fuzzy. And I remember I got to my bed. And they were like, Emily, do you want to put on your pajamas? And I said, no, I'm a turtle. And they were like, okay, turtle, we'll see you in the morning. And I was like, okay, bye. And woke up the next morning and somehow was in my pajamas. Do not remember how I was in my pajamas. Don't remember if they helped me get into my pajamas.
Went into your shell.
I was a turtle and I changed in my shell. So that was my first time drinking. I don't remember having a hangover. I don't think I did. I was successful.
That's no hangovers. Crazy
to beautiful.
Me. First time, so I had been allowed to like sip alcohol here and there in the family growing up. Wine, beer, things like that. I never liked it. Never did it in high school. Didn't really touch it in college too much. So I can really only say the first time I ever got, oh wow, I actually just right now in this moment, I repressed a memory and I've unlocked it. I think the first time I ever got really drunk, I had rum and a couple of beers and I ended up puking very heavily in the
toilet.
What's
the saying? Beer before liquor, you'll never be sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Right?
I guess.
This is sad that this is in my brain and I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't use this information. It's useless.
But the biggest time, the most like intense time I ever remember getting, one of them, but very early on, I was hanging out with my cousins. It was before 4th of July.
Okay.
We flew up to visit family. And
In Chicago,
okay. Yeah. And so we flew up to visit them. And it was summer, so it was really nice out. It wasn't too hot. And she's like, hey, you know, tonight, one of my friends is having, like, a little barbecue, a little get-together at his place. We should maybe, like, hang out. But maybe we'll pregame beforehand. So the guy she was dating at the time brought a bunch of beer over. And this was the moment I knew I could not have beer, was this story. I drank, before we even left the house, like 4 beers.
Okay, disgusting.
Disgusting. Yeah. Then we got to the house, and I don't even know what I had. When I tell you I drank anything that somebody handed to me.
Beautiful.
And to boot, the worst part about this story was that at one point of the night, I was like, man, I'm looking for some Sweet Mary Jane. I'm like, okay. I'm looking for it. I want it. And my cousin is like, well, we don't have any. But, you know, somebody might show up and she's like, oh, that guy has. And I thought she said, like, it was her friend.
Oh, uh-huh.
She didn't even know the guy, it turns Perfect. Out. Which is...
That sounds safe.
Where this is really took, like... And even the host of the party was like, oh, I don't know him.
Oh, safety.
Good. Even safer.
Isn't it funny what we do when we're younger?
When you're young, you just don't even care. But I was like, oh, I don't care. Let me tell you, I think this must have been laced. Mm. Because when I hit it, everything turned, like, pinhole-y. Mm. Like, all of a sudden, I felt like... Like, yeah. I could see... I don't even, time. I couldn't, yeah, like, I could see, like, the passage of time.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, my God. And then I was like, I gotta do shots. Then I did a whole ton of shots.
Great.
Then at one
Good
point,
thinking.
The host of the party had a pet snake that I held.
Huh.
And I was just walking around this kitchen with a snake.
A big snake?
A big one. This thing was the size of both of my arms.
No. Okay? I don't want that.
Both of them. And I just was like, look at this snake. And then I don't know what happened. It's real fuzzy.
Uh-huh. That's typically is.
But then my cousin lost her phone, and we needed to grab her phone. And then two guys started pushing each other.
Huh.
And we were like, oh, God. And so then they went outside. And then one guy, like, pulled a knife out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stephanie ran with a much
But this was my cousin. Crowd. This was my cousin. And she was like, no, it's fine. I know that.
Uh-huh.
And so we ended up leaving.
Yeah.
I'll be real with you. I did not keep track of if her boyfriend was okay to drive. The one at the time. You know, and we've all done stupid stuff.
Yes.
Don't drink and drive.
Nope.
But, like, yeah, that was not one of my prouder moments because then around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I was violently ill.
Yeah.
Violently ill. My mom came and picked me up. Oh, and I smoked probably a whole pack of cigarettes to myself. Yeah. I mean, when I tell you I did everything, yeah. I don't know who and I kept saying I'm from Florida. To everyone, that's right.
We're very proud of it.
I was just like, oh, you think that's something? I'm from Florida. And like, I don't, it was so bizarre that like that was my catchphrase all night. It was, I'm the cousin from Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, got really sick. Mom picked me up. Cried and puked in the shower. As one does. And she's like, you gotta go to this family party. If you play, you pay. That's what my grandfather used to say. If you play, you pay. And sure enough, anytime I ever got too messed up on anything growing up, and I had work the next day, I was not allowed to call out. My mom's like, okay, you can get up now. And I'm like, I don't want to. So that stopped me from ever touching beer ever again. And I still, to this day, even having one beer,
yeah.
My stomach is so messed up. I'm like,
I just don't like the taste.
I like a cider.
Yeah,
I like a cider. I can drink wine. I can drink vodka. I don't touch tequila anymore. That makes me very sad. So we don't do tequila. But yeah, I think that's.
I love it.
I think
I want to. I have so many good stories of other people being drunk. I think I want to do a part two of this where we tell stories of other people.
I
have
drunk?
Fabulous stories because I was always the one that took care of people when they were drunk. Fabulous stories. My goodness.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. All
right. Totally down.
We'll see you back in a second. We'll
All
stop
right.
this one. We'll see you next time.
Make sure you visit our website, www.cyclechats.com. Stick around, subscribe, like, comment, get to know us. And if you want to hear about other people getting drunk, our stories of other people getting drunk, that is going to be in the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks, so stick around. We'll hopefully drop that episode, and maybe if we're feeling zesty, we love you a lot.
Really,
we'll see.
And we hope you sync up with us next time.
Yeah.